May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Yesterday, I had the great privilege of marching with many of you and a sea of Episcopalians in the Pride March downtown. It was a beautiful celebration of the diversity of God's people and God's love for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and queer community. Our news today is full of God's beloved trans people being targeted and their dignity and rights being threatened. I hear stories of anti-trans legislation and threatening the dignity and rights of trans people. The rights of LGBTQ people are being used as pawns in an effort to gain and keep power and control. It grieves me greatly, the pain and fear that is being inflicted on those whom I love and on members of our beloved community here at St. Paul's. But thanks be to God that empire doesn't have the final word. Our gospel reading today is a message of love for all the rainbow people of God and an invitation into a community that reflects the beautiful diversity and rich gifts of all God's people. In the gospel, we encounter two important understandings of Jesus' ministry, his calling of the oppressed and his healing power. Jesus is in the heart of his active ministry. He has been busy, calming storms, healing people, driving demons into pigs and over cliffs. He is preaching and teaching. In the first part of our gospel reading, Jesus finds Matthew at his tax collector's booth. As a tax collector, Matthew was part of a group of people outcast in society. Jesus calls Matthew to come and follow him. Matthew joins Jesus, his disciples, and others described as tax collectors and sinners for a meal. Jesus is building a community of people who the political and religious leaders at the time push aside and demoralize. This angers the leaders. They are not pleased with Jesus' ministry and who he is choosing to bring into his most intimate community of friends and followers. The leaders ask, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" In a place and time marked by social isolation, political oppression, and religious marginalization, Jesus' ministry is clear. Jesus claims those whom the leaders demean and demoralize as his and calls them into a community where they have full inclusion and participation. Jesus tells the religious leaders, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Jesus is declaring prophetically and powerfully that God's reign is not about power and control, but love and compassion. To those who are demeaned and oppressed by the elite and powerful, Jesus declares mercy, compassion, and love. To our trans neighbors, friends, and family, Jesus claims you as his own and calls you his beloved. God loves you. Jesus claims the entire rainbow people of God as his own and declares them beloved. In the next scene of our gospel, Jesus heals a woman who has been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. Jesus' healing power emanates so boldly from him that all she has to do is reach out and barely touch his cloak, and she is healed. Jesus' healing was not just a physical one, but a communal and spiritual healing. Her illness cut her off from society. Jesus' healing restored her fully into community. Jesus declares healing and liberation for those who are isolated and unable to live fully and with dignity in community. Jesus proclaims the people whom the elite and powerful demoralize and oppress as his and invites them into loving community with him. He names them as people who are welcome, valued, and whose gifts are necessary for the flourishing of God's kingdom. We are all the richer because our St. Paul's community includes so many wonderful people who belong to the LGBTQ community. What our world needs now are the more communities that reflect the same beauty and rich diversity of Jesus' community. Communities that radiate Christ's love and true belonging for all the rainbow people of God. Amen.